Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Graduations are a big deal to most people, and this is the season. We're now finished celebrating graduation ceremonies at Humboldt State University. College graduation is a major milestone in one's life. It has become the baseline point for young adults looking to begin a career in most fields of work. It is also the base point for continuing higher education that would lead to professions such as the law, medicine, teaching, and the like. Graduating from college not only equips one with research and thinking skills, but also broadens our perspective on history, literature, science, mathematics, and more. It also allows us to meet and to know people from different walks of life and different countries. College is transformative for most graduates, and the lifelong rewards more than compensate for the cost. High school graduation in modern society is no longer that base point that it once was, but it is a stop on the path to a richer life if one wants to pursue it. High school can also be a stop on the path to a rich and meaningful vocation. Careers in the trade still require good to excellent reading and writing skills, along with critical thinking. Carpenters, plumbers, electricians, medical technicians, and the like are great options for those so inclined. May and June are optimistic and future-thinking months. This time of year, there are other endings that are celebrated, and they too are a big deal. One such celebration involves the end of the year for Rotary clubs the world over. Rotary is almost completely a volunteer organization. A Rotary Club will have a president for the fiscal year starting July 1st each year. Rotary International does the same thing. Each new president brings with him or her their own goals, ideas, and projects that they would like to pursue over the course of the year. They run the meetings and lead any fundraising efforts that might be necessary to do the local or international projects. In my club, the Rotary Club of Arcata, Brian Lovell was our president. Brian's real job with the Arcata Elementary School District. Brian works with kids, and he is really good at what he does. Arcata Rotary dates back to 1926, so the first thing a new president realizes is he or she has a legacy to build upon. Brian led the club well in our many activities. Our spring wine festival was successful in that we raised the money to fund our core projects. We sent a high school student abroad and hosted one from another country in return. World peace, one student at a time. He brought 10 or so new members into the club with a variety of professional and vocational skills, adding to our talents. We worked on some small projects and advanced our international project in Costa Rica. In short, Brian served the local and global community well through his leadership in the Rotary Club of Arcata. He is now part of the legacy of service since 1926. We celebrated the graduation of Brian and Rotary presidents around the world for the good work they have produced, and we thank them all. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.